Pain in Our Head podcast contains themes of coarse language, adult themes, and the discussion of mental health themes. Some content may be emotionally challenging. If you or someone you know is at risk, please visit the description for mental health and suicide prevention contacts. Enjoy the show. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. You tried so hard. Didn't even flinch. What's going on? What's going on, Christian? Thanks for joining me on this fine Wednesday afternoon.
It's fucking Tuesday.
Is it? The viewers didn't know that.
But I did, and you're wrong, so I have to correct you.
It is Tuesday. I thought it was Wednesday.
Dude, I thought the same thing this morning. Because I had my appointment yesterday, which is normally on a Tuesday, but we rearranged to Monday. So I went and had my appointment, and I got up this morning, and I was like, yeah, it's fucking Wednesday. And I was like, nope, it's fucking Tuesday. It's like kicking your fucking toe.
Yeah, especially when you think it's a day further in the week than it really is. Yeah, it's the worst.
Fucking hurts. No, I'm good.
I think it's because I got Friday off, so it feels like it should be Wednesday.
What do you got Friday off for?
I'll be flying.
Do you leave this Friday?
Yep.
Fuck, you're gone for ages.
I'm gone for 10 days. Yep. Yeah, it was just going to be a week. And then there's some little princess that I want to see in South Australia. So,
detour. I'll find her and I'll kill her.
Good.
I dyed my hair.
You did?
Again.
It looks good.
It's black.
Yeah, it suits you.
Yeah, I think so.
Sort of the blue, but the black looks good.
Black's a bit more normal.
What was blue?
Mental breaky downs. Having a menti bee.
A menti bee.
Yeah, I fucking love saying menti bee.
A menti bee.
Yeah, it's like the basic bitch version.
Menti bee.
Having a little menti bee.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
Buzz, buzz, buzz. Ah, today. We're doing...
music.
Cool episode. We are. Yep. Top. We've decided to go top five songs each because
we're never going to agree.
Yeah, I think we would if we actually sat down and thought about it. But
because I just disagree.
No one has time for that. You do. You like to disagree. You like to be that wild card. Yeah. So we're going to talk about a heap of music. We're going to talk about our favorite music of this year of 2024. It's actually kind of hard in the end, wasn't it? When we first started putting it together, we're like, what are we going to choose? We've got no idea. And then once we started remembering everything that had come out this year, it's been a great year for music.
Yeah, I think my problem also was that all the songs that I wanted came out at the end of last year. And it's like, you're like, I've only been listening to it this year. And it's like, no, it came out in November, December. Fuck.
Yep. Well, anything that comes out from this point onwards, I think it'll be okay to, next year.
No.
Included in that category. No. That's what you do.
Nope.
No, if it didn't cut off.
I don't care.
So.
If it's got 2024 in the release date, it's not included.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Otherwise, I'd have cattle decapitation in this top five.
Give them just mention them anyway. You've mentioned it before. You've mentioned it before.
I fucking love cattle decapitation. What a name! But yeah. Another day, another dollar. Let's get it done.
Yeah.
Nothing to talk about for this week. I haven't done shit. I went out for coffee on Sunday morning.
Yeah, yes.
It was nice.
Yes.
I'm going to see Hai Lung on the weekend.
Hai Lung. Oh, yeah.
Saturday night, I'll be there jamming out with my Claremont.
Nice.
Yep. Shirt's probably going to come off again.
Saturday night. I will be at Coldplay on Saturday night.
Sucks to suck.
No, I'm excited. I'm
you would
excited.
Be.
Well, they're supposed to put on quite a show. So
they're not Parkway, so.
No, they're not Parkway. No, it should be interesting. Should be quite entertaining. I'm quite excited to.
They're not going to have heaps of cool pyrotechnics going off.
No, probably a big sort of light show though. Apparently,
yeah,
apparently it's quite bright.
Unlike our futures.
Speak for yourself.
I was. If I'm going down, you're coming with me.
It's going down.
I'm yelling timber.
Nice. All right. Let's get this started.
We have. We're recording. It's already started.
Yes. You're very harsh today.
I don't have to talk about anything serious. So I can just roll with the punches. You're fucking be
this
dodging
is very
them.
Serious.
You'd be like, phew, phew, phew,
everyone's to. Everyone's really, really interested in what we're about to talk about.
They're not.
It's very interesting. And we can at least pretend.
They're interested in my choice of music because I'm always right.
You are. You are always right. All right, then. Seeing as you're always Mr. Right, number five, Mr. Right.
I didn't even number mine. I just put them down as they popped into my head. But it's pretty easy, I reckon. Heavy as a Crown by Linkin Park. That's my fifth.
Yep.
I really enjoyed it, but I wouldn't put it, you know, at the top of my list. The 16-second scream that she does is fucking beautiful.
Quite good.
And it's kind of in line with every other Linkin Park release in the last kind of like 10 years.
Yeah. No, it's a good song. That's what I like about it. The it sounds like Linkin Park.
Yeah.
It really fits their MO.
Yeah. I don't even remember when they started like changing into more of that current Linkin Park sound away from like when they originally came onto the scene. I don't remember when that started to change. I feel like it was when they did that movie, the Transformers song.
Yeah, that album those songs came out with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were also on a Medal of Honor game.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're on the, when you finish the campaign, Castle of Glass.
Castle of Glass.
Good song.
Good. Very good. I don't think
I did a pole dancing routine to it.
Oh, did you?
We had a military themed term. That was it. A term.
Uh-huh.
And the performance night was military themed, so
right.
And we did Castle of Glass. Glass. I don't fucking care.
Glass.
But yeah, no, that was a good song too. But yeah, no, Heavy as a Crown by Linkin Park. I'm thoroughly enjoying it, listening to it most days because I made a playlist for when Caleb comes to visit and it's on the playlist. And I listen to the playlist all day, every day. So I'm so fucking excited.
Yeah, been listening to the playlist too. It's good. There's a lot of good music on there.
Is it fucking
a lot of good music?
Great playlist. We created it.
Yeah, no, it's very good. So, nice.
If you want access to it, go listen to the podcast playlist.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you got to advance.
Yeah, that's right.
You're not ready for this playlist yet until you got through the other one.
Even though like half the tracks are probably on the fucking podcast playlist. Like, could have just repurposed the podcast playlist. Yeah. It's not the same. Yeah. It's not as special. I even made a little picture for it.
You did. You did. It's kind of cool.
I thought so.
Hmm. I forgot what what it is now. Hang on. I've got it right here. Yeah, that's right. It's just like some flames, a little taxi looking thing, and a little jester mask. Yeah.
Well, see, I didn't have many options because like, I did it through Spotify because you could like create your own little picture.
Oh, right.
And I thought that maybe it was going to like generate like an AI image. And I was like, fuck yeah, that's cool. And it's like came up with like a full image editor on my phone. I was just like, eh. And it's just like preset little emojis. And I was like, well, he's a bit of a clown. And then we're going to be driving and... shit's fire, you know what I mean? So
yeah, it's great. It's really good. Yeah, the name is the best, though. That had been, that got me good.
What's the name?
Hey?
What's the name?
I don't remember. I can't. No? It's not off of my screen. I just remember. I remember it was funny. Pretty funny. No, nice. Heavy as the cream. Nice. Good song. Linkin Park.
Do you want to do your fifth?
I can do my fifth, but I want to throw you under the bus first.
Oh, fuck.
Actually, no, I'm going to wait. Never mind. We're going to wait till we get to that part.
What do I do?
Number five. Hey?
What do I do?
No, it's all right. It's not important. Funnily enough, I am going to do my number five because number five for me is also a Linkin Park song.
Yay.
Oh, my God. Yay. We didn't even plan this. The Emptiness Machine. By Linkin Park. It was the first single that came out for their new music. I love it. When I first listened to it, we were all a bit stunned because we were like, oh, no, new vocalists, and I don't like it. No. After listening to it multiple fucking times, yeah, just same as the other one. I love how Linkin Park it is. It's just their OG sound, you know, the instrumentation. And all that sort of stuff. And the production is just Linkin Park. So it's great. And the new vocalist complements it really well.
Yeah. When I first heard Emptiness Machine, I was like, But I was also coming off the back of like listening to like Given Up and other heavy Linkin Park tracks, and it's like, you know, you're used to Chester's voice and his screams and like that emotion. I was like, you know, I had that sound in my head, and then you know, the Emptiness Machine came out, and I was like, whatever. And then I think it only took like 2 days after getting like bombarded on Insta by it, and I was like, hey, it's pretty fucking good.
It's good. Yep. Yeah. No, so it is good. And yeah, so that one definitely gets mentioned. And I think the cool thing about those two songs as well is, like we said, the fact that it's been so long since we've had any Linkin Park music released. So I think, yeah, that's part of why it deserves a top five mention.
Isn't his fucking mum and son cracking the shits over it?
I haven't actually been keeping up with that.
Oh, absolute shit show.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
That's terrible.
His mum, like, just took the band to town, or specifically, like, Mike. And, just took him to town, and they were, like, disrespecting Chester and how bad Emily was, and, like, you know, listening to her on stage, and her voice was breaking and cracking, and it was just disgusting. And they... You know, she claimed that Mike always said that they'd talk to her before they tried getting a new vocalist for the band and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, I'm sorry, love, but yeah, you know, you're Chester's mum and it sucks what happened. But at the end of the day, like, Linkin Park were Linkin Park before Chester was in Linkin Park.
Yeah.
Like, he's not the original singer.
Mm.
It's like, you don't get to have a say in when they decide to continue their careers.
Yeah, yeah, which were put on hold for such a long time. Like, I can't even imagine how devastating that would have been for them. So,
And then, the Link, Chester's son, was like fucking just throwing hissy fits like an entitled little bitch. So,
yeah, okay.
A little bit of music trivia for you, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I hadn't been keeping up with that.
Yeah, it popped off big time for like the first week or two. I think it's still going. His son's still fucking calling out Mike like all over the place.
Yeah, wow. Oh, shit. Oh, well, they're reaping the rewards, Linkin Park now, I think, because, those two tracks, awesome. The album's coming, a month? Less than a month now. That comes out in November. So, interested to see what that brings. I did listen to the third single. Yeah. Wasn't a huge fan. So, I'm hoping the rest of the album, when we get that, is good. So, All right. Number four.
It's a tough one for me. I'm going to have to... It's the other four songs that I've got are all absolute bangers. But I'm going to have to go with Power Nerd by Devin Townsend. Great song. And I fucking love Devin Townsend. Like, absolutely adore everything he does. But... I'm sure if Tomo and Gumby listen to this, they will probably hate me for saying that. But like, it's amazing. I'm so keen for the. I only realized today that the album actually dropped like this week, and I haven't listened to it all yet. So,
Keen
to
I came around quick.
Have a burr at that. Yeah. I'm super keen to have a chop at the whole album tomorrow while I'm at work. But Power Nerd off. His newest album, which I think is actually called Power Nerd.
I
feel like it.
And I think that makes sense. And I didn't even think about it at the time, but when I was in, I was down the coast on the weekend.
It was there.
When I was in JB Hi-Fi, it was there. Of course it was.
Yeah, it is called Power Nerd.
Yep.
So, super keen for that. That's tomorrow's job. Have a burr at that on the work. Probably going to enjoy the shit out of it.
Yep.
And send you links to my favorite tracks off the album. As I
I'll probably listen to it tomorrow. Probably listen to the whole thing tomorrow while I'm driving around.
The annoying thing is that you got to turn it off shuffle so you can appreciate it from.
Oh, like, I will be.
In order. And then you forget to put shuffle back on when you go to listen to other shit.
Other stuff. Now, see, especially if I'm going to listen to this new album, I'll actually pause it whenever I've got to get out of the cab. And then I will keep going. So, I'm excited for that. Look, Devin Townsend is something I'm very grateful for you showing me. Because I love some of his stuff that we've talked about on the podcast throughout the year. And really, really good stuff. Actually, one of the songs you added to the playlist is a Devin Townsend remix with Pendulum. I hadn't heard that until like before today.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
And I listened to that today and that was fucking awesome.
Right.
Meow. Yep.
Love little cat noise at the intro. And then like the screaming he does towards the outro. I was just like,
Well. So no, I enjoyed that. Really enjoyed that.
I think he's redone the entire drums to that too.
Okay.
I'm nearly positive he's reprogrammed those because they're way heavier than the original.
Okay.
I don't remember there being double kick in the original.
It was great.
Amazing fucking loved song. It. Holy loved shit. It.
Yep.
I love Crush.
So good.
Yeah. Pendulum just missed out on being in this because they released like a four track EP at the end of last year.
Yep.
Otherwise, they'd be on here.
They would. Yep.
We can mention them because they're fucking great.
Yeah, look, I was listening to Pendulum today.
And me too.
Love it. Is it Color, yeah. Color Fast?
Yeah, Color Fast.
And then there's the other one too that I'm a real big fan of. You put it on the playlist. Can't remember the name of it.
I'm Alive.
Yeah, that slaps.
That slaps so hard.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that slaps real hard.
Cool. Mm.
I got really excited because I saw that they were coming to Australia, but it's just a DJ set.
Ugh.
Yeah, so it's like it's just one person from Pendulum coming and doing a DJ set. It's got to be their music, I mean, but it's not
cool,
the same.
But no, when you watch them play it, that would be unbelievable.
Yeah, like I want to see them play Come Alive live.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's on the bucket list.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, nice. Right,
what's your fourth?
Devin Townsend. Really, really good. My fourth. This is a good one. It's I'm surprised it actually made my list, to be honest. Probably shouldn't have made it, but it's more sentimental value, I think. So I was a big fan of this artist. So Houdini by Eminem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed the whole album, although I haven't really gone back and listened to a lot of the songs. The only one that really rings a bell is that single, that first single that dropped was Houdini. But yeah, look, Eminem, heap of sentimental value. Like, I've been listening to Eminem since I was, you know, 8, 9 years old.
Since you're a little Slim Shady.
Since I was a little Slim Shady. Yep. So, no, it's really cool. I think, we were listening to it in the car the other day. Taylor and I were driving somewhere. And just even this one, like this song, Houdini, but he just kept getting better. I don't know how it's possible, but he just, I don't know, we're very fortunate. One of the luckiest, one of the best, I guess, rappers or hip hop artists of our generation. And anyone would be silly to say otherwise. So, anyway, really good. Yep. Houdini, Eminem, coming in at my number 4 for this year.
Three?
Let's hit it with 3.
Oh, now it's difficult. Because my last 3 end. Tracks are like fucking banger tracks. And I feel like if I say what I'm thinking, you're going to get upset. Fuck it. I'm going to go Violence Against Nature, Bad Omens, as 3rd.
Very good.
I was going to choose another one, but I'm going to go with Violence Against Nature with Bad Omens and Poppy. That song is amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Puts you in a good mood listening to that one.
Yep. Because all I can see is that fucking live performance.
Yeah.
Poppy's like center stage, just walking on the spot while she sings. And there's something about that strut just tickles my brain the right way. Yep. And the lead singer from Bad Omens is like sitting on top of a big fucking stack of speakers, just like doing like deep vocals over everything she's saying. And it's just, it works so far. Like the original song is great. Like, I enjoy the shit out of the original, but that live recording that someone put up, fuck me, that's good.
Yep.
So good. But
they've released a live recording too, like on...
Have they?
On Spotify. Yeah.
Ooh, has it got him on it?
I think pretty sure. Yeah. Because we ended up listening to it the other day because Taylor's like, I like hearing his voice. So yeah, we listened to that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It's because it's part of the OST version that they put up. Yeah. So.
Look now, because.
Yeah. Well, positive they have.
Bad Omens is playing in Melbourne in January.
Really? Oh, yeah. Well, they're playing. They're coming up here. Taylor got tickets. Didn't get any for me. I'm considering it, though. I'm considering getting a ticket. But, Aileen.
Poppy's, live 2024.
I'm
gonna add that to the playlist.
Yeah, do it. Poppy's going around with him.
Ah, Damn it.
So I'm like, it's like, what did she say? She paid, I think it was about $170. It is worth it. $170 just to see that song live. Yep. So yeah. I'm almost doing it, to be honest. If it was not, like, if Poppy wasn't coming with them.
Yeah.
But to be able to see that song live.
Oh, you'd be fucking sitting in the back of the mosh pit just walking on the spot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The drums in that song.
Oh, the drums are fucking great.
Fucking
the double awesome. Kick on that shit.
Ah, just the simplicity too, to when it strips back, is just really well done.
Yep. Agreed.
Yep. It's just not over the top. It fits with everything else really, really well. Fits really well in the mix. Yeah, all around really well put song. Yep. So good. Yeah. That's a good one. Number three.
What's yours?
Number three. This one was a late call in. I'm glad it's number three. Can You See Me in the Dark? I Prevail. Or Hailstorm and I Prevail.
All right.
No, I really enjoy it. I love the production on it. I love the build up. The
lead
chorus.
Singer from Hailstorm's hot.
I just like the mix. I like the mix.
She's got
of those
a
two.
Sexy as fuck voice.
Yep. So yeah, that's got to come in at number three for songs to come out this year.
I don't think we've spoken about Hailstorm before.
I don't think we have. No, I didn't really know about them until they did this song.
Freak Like Me, Mrs. Jekyll, I think it's called. Or something like that. Both of those are really fucking good songs.
Yeah, okay. I'll
Freak Like Me is a fucking certified banger. Listen to it after we record this. Trust me, you'll like it.
All right, I'll have to give it a go. But yeah, no,
my
look,
brother
really
plays in the band.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he's a drummer.
Yeah, okay. No, it's great. I love it. Love the song. I think it's a really good mix of two artists coming together to produce a song. I think it's definitely maybe one of the better ones to come out of this year is, a feature. So, did you forget a song? Or no,
when I just remembered my news.
Your news?
Two artists
tell us
coming
news.
Together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about your news.
Yeah. I'm part of a band creator page for Adelaide on Facebook. And every now and then I trawl through, see if anyone's looking for a vocalist. And a producer had put up a post saying that he was looking for people to lay down some vocals on some tracks he had created. And I was like, I could do it. Hey, pick me. So I reached out to him and, yeah, he's like, show us what you got. So I sent him.
Show me what you got.
So I sent him a dick pic. No. He's like, you're hired. No, I sent him Ashburner from my band Iron Wizard. We got tracks on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. So I sent him a link to Ashburner, and then he's like, fuck, it's sick. What else can you do? And I was like, I've got some Snapchat videos saved. And he was like, yeah, show us. So I was like, okay. So I showed him some of my clean singing, some of this, some of that. And he was like, fuck yeah, you've got talent. You got heaps of potential. Let's do it. Ooh, fuck yeah. So, nice. Yeah, I'm going to be working on lyrics and recording vocals. And very exciting for me because I've been wanting to get back into it for a very long time instead of just spamming Caleb with my singing. Now I can be like, hey, look,
now
here's a produced version.
All the practice has paid off. Oh, it's great. It's so good to see you sliding your way back into the music business.
Keen as shit.
So, no, very exciting. Very exciting.
Sorry. Anyway, tell me about your song.
No, that's it, really. This
Can
one,
you see I me just, in the dark?
This one I just throw in, to be honest.
Was it? Who was it?
I Prevail.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, sorry. Yeah. We already spoke about it. Duh.
Yeah, we've already spoken about it. But yeah, no. Yeah. Look, it's a great song. Really enjoy it. Part of me kind of just wanted to throw it in because we couldn't throw in any other I Prevail songs, which I have been slamming the shit out of. Choke.
Fake. Fuck what you know. Choke. Body bag. Gasoline. Deep end. Hurricane. Like, fuck.
Yeah. Just enjoying, really enjoying I Prevail at the moment, and forever jealous that I didn't go and see them with the Parkway. That was it. Yep.
Yeah. You should have gone with your missus.
Yes.
Parkway, yeah, sure, I Prevail, Ghost Inside, and that other one you like.
Oh, yeah, because I've seen them. Forgetting I've seen them with name. Amity. Yeah, I've forgotten, but they were really good. Yep. Yep. So.
Yeah. I Prevail and Parkway Drive fucking stole that show. Like, they killed it. Obviously, obviously Parkway didn't steal it because it was their fucking show.
Yeah.
But Parkway and I Prevail fucking killed it.
Oh, that's cool. It's awesome.
All right.
Yeah, hopefully they come back. Hopefully they come back and headline. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I don't even care if they support. Like, it doesn't. I prefer a headline. Like, if they support, like, I'm still going to whoever they're supporting.
Yeah.
It's going to be another metalcore band, so I'm fucking here for it.
Absolutely.
I don't know who else they'd support, but.
Don't know.
Anyway.
Look, I don't know. Yeah, well, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to.
Yep. Do we need to?
Yep, absolutely.
Why?
Hey.
Itch.
Yes, because I'm a little bitch. And because you need to hear.
Power through it.
No, you need to hear a word from me. Makes it easy for me to.
I don't want
to
hear.
Match everything up. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with our number two and number one top songs of 2024. The Pain in Our Head podcast is proudly sponsored by Music Magic Co. and Brisbane rock band The Flying Circus. Visit the links in the podcast description for more information. Back to the show.
Fuck you. Let's go.
I'm going to keep that in. Welcome back to.
Fuck off! You are not!
Of the Pain in Our Head podcast. I don't know. I'll decide later. But Christian had an aneurysm just before we started.
I don't know. All right, you keep it in. But for, it's like, hilarious. Context, every time we do this fucking here's a word from our Caleb, the count-in's always me going 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then for some reason I couldn't get, like, my finger down, and I was just like – and then I realized my thumb would come back up, and I was like, fucking
– shit.
So – Yeah,
that was great.
Fuck you.
Anyway, we've been talking about our favorite songs, our top five songs of 2024. It's really good. We're now coming into the pointy end, our top two songs of this year. Exciting. Very exciting.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. I love your ferocious typing. I know that you're sending something serious when you're just like, brrr, you know what I mean? You hear someone like, you know, typing that hard and fast, you're like, oh yeah, it's serious.
That's not even my, like, that's not my fucking someone's about to cop it typing either. Like, I was
when we sent some feedback.
Oh yeah,
to PUBG for cutting out the Oz servers.
I typed so ferociously that I actually, like, dislodged one of the caps for my keyboard. Like, I think it was, like, the J key came off. I was typing that hard. Yeah. It was just like, boom.
Serves them right.
Ruined a game.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, well.
We can play
Black
Zombies.
Ops now. Yeah. Which is fucking awesome.
I'm so keen. I wasn't keen at all.
You didn't want you didn't want anything to do with this.
I wanted nothing to do with it.
Look, I don't know. I had a hunch. I had a good hunch. Doesn't happen very often, but it happened. And I like being right.
Yeah, I'll give it to you because it doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. No.
Yeah, no. I was like, no, I want nothing to do with it. Caleb's like, please get Black Ops with me and we can play Zombies. I was like, no, I'm fucking not interested at all. Suck my left nut. And then Krug was like, oh, you can get it on Microsoft Game Pass, which is a monthly subscription fee, and you get access to their game library. And it was on there. And I was like, well, $15 a month compares to $110 for a new game. I'm like, well, $15, really, fucking, whatever. I'll have a look. It'll make Caleb happy.
Mm.
And then I'm like, okay, it's fucking fun.
Yeah. It's fucking sick. Sick. I was thinking about it all day today at work. That's all I was thinking about.
Yeah, I was totally like trying to work out how we could like position the squad for like good like placement for the zombies so we don't get like bunched in. And I was just like, anyway.
Yeah. So
music, not games.
Music, not games. Music. Mm.
Imagine if we did a list of like all the different games we've played in the last year. Fuck me.
That's been a big year for games. Huge. Mm. Well, we could. What's stopping us?
Yeah, for you, maybe. Maybe, why not?
I don't know. If you want to know, just fucking, I don't know, send an email, put a comment down, be like, yeah, we want to know what games you guys have been playing.
You fucking nerds.
Yeah.
Hey, oh. Mm. 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 Right.
Righto. Power nerd.
No. Yep. Went for coffee Sunday. She's talking away. Blah, 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 blah. All of her kids have got, she's got two kids. They've got weird names. I can't even remember them.
Okay.
They're like well out there. And then like her brother, all of his kids have weird names. He's got like three or four, I think. Anyway, she told me the name of one of the kids and I was like, so your brother's a nerd? And she's like, no, I don't think so. I was like, he works in IT and he named his kid Halo.
No way.
Yes way. And it's after the game.
No way.
Yes way.
That's crazy.
I was like, well, that's cool. A nerd. That's a fucking nerd. But,
yeah. Yep. I ran into someone who'd been named after something from a video game.
I can't wait until fucking, I might like, until Arya or Ivar run across a fucking Geralt.
Oh, it's got to happen, right?
Got to fucking happen. Oh, not, yeah. Like, I'm a hypocrite. Like, Ivar. Vikings. But fuck you. Fuck you. But yeah, no, like, Geralt.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Got to happen.
That's what you do, though. You like, even my name. Like, my name's common, but I got named after a character in a TV show that my parents used to watch before I was born.
Yeah.
It's called Gothica. It was some TV show that aired back when before I was born.
Gothica, that's a space one, isn't it?
I think it was some supernatural kind of thing. Anyway, the little devil kid, his name was Caleb.
Fucking suits you then.
Yep, so.
Slightly intellectually challenged and autistic?
Yep, probably. Yep, so matches, checks out.
Yep.
Mm. Yep. So, anyway, there you go. Nice.
Anyway, did I even say my number two or not? Or we just been distracted so many times.
No, Evan, I always said your nickname then too.
I actually almost said it at the start.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Nice.
All right. Having a little pet name for each other that we're not going to repeat.
No.
It's a secret between us two.
That's exactly right.
Number two.
Number two.
Power of the Beast. Beast in Black. Mm. That was the one I was tossing up. I didn't know if I wanted it to be third or second. And I was just like, man, it's like a fucking, like all three of my top three songs, like I've really jammed on this year. So it was quite hard. But no, Power of the Beast, Beast in Black. I fucking love Beast in Black. They don't have a single bad song out of the three albums and the single that they've released so far. And they just, I love them. I fucking love them. Power of the Beast is great. It's an absolute banger. It's completely in line with all the shit that they've released. It's all follows the same trend. It's power metal. It's like kind of like 80s synth as well at the same time. I fucking love synth. And the singer has an amazing fucking voice. And then the rest of it's just catchy power metal shit. So it just, it works. It's worked for fucking every other power metal band ever. And I love power metal, so. So do you.
I do. I love that song. Yeah, fantastic. It's so upbeat and just, like, you're just driving along, you're listening to it, and it just, puts you in a real good mood. So, and then just the synths. Like,
oh, yeah.
Da, 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 da. Oh,
yeah. What about when he does that fucking crazy, like, walk along the synths at the start?
Yeah, no, really, really good song.
I like the mix between the keyboard solo and the guitar solo.
Yeah, yep.
Sheesh.
A few harmos,
mate. Yep. Love me a good harmo.
we're referring to harmonies.
Harmonies, yes.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Last one. I love Beast in Black. Yeah, Beast in Black. We've spoken about them before.
Yeah, we have. I love their cover of Don't Care About Us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They absolutely killed it.
Oh, it's to be honest, and the way that he sings it, and the way that they do it, it's like
so close to the original.
It really is, but it's not. But because it's always a fine line when you're trying to cover music, and you got to release it. You don't want to sound like the original because then it's like, what's the point? You know, you want to sound like you. But they have done an exceptional job at sounding like themselves, but also holding true to the original music and the original feel of the song.
Really, I think they've managed to, like, really, they've almost, like, recreated it perfectly, but then modernized it. Like, you can tell that it's been recorded, like, in current times with current technology.
Yeah.
Like, but then it's so close to the original, but it's just,
yep.
I want to say it's better than the original.
It's really tight, and just the instruments, how they've managed to blend them all together the way that they have is just fantastic. And look, it takes a bit for me to be impressed by someone trying to mimic John Moffat's drumming, Sugarfoot, drummer for Michael Jackson. But the guy from Beast in Black, did a marvelous job. Yep. So, yeah.
And Giannis absolutely kills the vocals.
He does. Yeah. His voice is just like, fuck you, man.
Yeah. 100%.
Like,
yeah.
Like, it's just so good.
It's like, amazing.
It's just, yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, really good.
Number two.
Awesome. Number two. This is really hard. Yeah. Who's who in the zoo? These last two for me, really hard. Because I was very fortunate this year, my two favorite bands have released music this year.
I didn't realize the Wiggles released something new.
And they did. Yeah, it's really good too. Yeah.
Have you heard the remix album with the Wiggles?
I don't think I have, but I heard something that the Blue Wiggle did. And
there's a guy on Instagram and TikTok. And he does techno versions of nursery rhymes. And I'm pretty sure he's gone through and done a whole Wiggles album.
Oh.
And redone them all as dance tracks.
I'll have to give it a listen.
Yeah, I'll have to find it.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
Yeah, so hard decision, but number two for me was Detroit by Bad Flower. Yep. Hated it when it came out.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Absolutely hated it. I still don't. This has just got nothing like what Bad Flower was, blah, 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 blah. Nah. I listened to it further, listened to it more. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. The lyrics in it, and just his lyrics and songwriting is just amazing. Just the way he talks about current, I guess, things in the world, and talks about the way I guess it really encapsulates the way life is in this day and age really, really well in a lot of his different songwriting, a lot of his different music. So, unbelievable. Yeah, Josh Katz. So, it's great. Really, really love it. Really like Detroit, the song. They did release another couple of singles. One actually came out the other day. Wasn't a fan at all. So maybe it'll grow on it. I didn't like it that much that it wasn't even worth telling anyone that it actually existed.
It was like me with the new Linkin Park song. That was like the third one that released. Yeah. You're like, oh, I don't know if you knew, but new Linkin Park. And I was like, yeah, I did. And I just didn't like it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, so the third single that they recently kind of, it only came out like a week ago. No, didn't like it at all. But Detroit and Teacher Has a Gun, yeah, they're both good, but Detroit is definitely the best that they've released this year. So
yeah, right. Yeah, I feel like I remember like just not liking Teacher Has a Gun like at all.
Yeah, it's not. Not the best, it's not the worst. I've liked it more as I've listened to it. But no, Detroit was better after I'd seen them live because they played that live.
Yeah.
And listening to that live and watching that live, it was really, really good.
Well, see, I had a similar experience with I Prevail. Like before I went to the concert, like I looked up I Prevail and the first song that popped up was Deep End. And like I just like skipped through it, and I was like, "This is shit." Like I'm not here for it at all. Mm. And now it's one of my favorite songs. So
that's why it works. Sometimes you just need time to stew on things and listen to songs a few times to get it. So anyway,
number ones. Mine's an absolute banger. I don't know who to give the credit to now because originally it was released under The Boys, but then now it comes up as The Girls. So, I guess I have to say it as The Girls because it's on Spotify and iTunes. It comes under their song.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. My number one track is by Baby Metal and Electric Callboy.
Nice.
And I fucking love it. I love Electric Callboy, and I'm quite partial to a few Baby Metal songs. They've got some really good songs, and I know when like Baby Metal first hit the scene, like a lot of gatekeepers were just like, "It's not metal." But the dudes playing in the Baby Metal band are fucking good musicians, and their metal is shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the three little chickies that front Baby Metal, they're cool. They put on a good show.
Yep.
I don't fucking care. If you don't like them, stop being a grouchy old prick.
Yeah. Yep. Look, it's a fantastic song.
And yeah, Rat-a-tat-a-ta by Baby Metal and Electric Callboy absolutely goes off. It sounds exactly like every other Electric Callboy song.
Mm.
And I fucking love them all. I fucking, they're so good.
It's great. When you first told me to listen to that song, I didn't realize it actually, I forgot that it came out this year. Felt like so long ago. I binged that for weeks, it's probably actually the song other than my number one that I played on repeat. So I don't often play songs back to back to back to back. I'll have a few like in a list and I'll, you know, rotate that list, but no, this one I did. I played it back to back to back to back for hours. So probably to the point that I got sick of it and then couldn't listen to it for a little while. But great song. Great fucking song. So yeah, really good.
That's another song. How about your number one?
Number one. Well, I got a story with this one. Well, my number one was always going to be I See the Song, because as everyone as everyone knows by now, See the released an album this year, which was fucking amazing. Yeah. My number one song is Paint the World. So not as probably a popular one on the album.
That's... I know you added it to the playlist. I've listened to it, and I'm like, I don't skip it every time.
It's my favorite, probably, from the album. I mean, I do like all of them, but this one, I'm a sucker for hearty lyrics and meaning behind songs, and I just, yep, Sean did a great job with this one, really, really did, and just love it. Just love it. So, yeah, that's my number one song. It's fantastic. Really enjoyed it. I love how a lot more heavier, a lot more metal the album was, and this song definitely shows a little bit of that. So, yeah, it's good. Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Number one.
Nice. I'm glad you're happy.
Thank you. Thank you. But my story with this is the other day, Christian goes to me,
song popped up. Throwing me under the bus.
Song popped up.
Yeah.
And I was listening to it. And I go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he goes, I really enjoyed it. And then I looked at who it was by. And it was a See the Song. Fake It. I've never been more proud of my life.
It was so fucking annoying. Like, I was working. I had the AI like playlist like shuffle going on. So I had like fuck up. And just, you know, a random song came on, and I was like listening to it. I was like, fuck, this is pretty catchy. Like, Caleb would like this song, I think. And I was like, got like halfway through it, and I was like, fuck yeah, this is good. I like this. I was like, I'll find out, like, I'll, you know, grab my phone, like, look at who it is, and I'll let Caleb know, and I looked at it, and I was like, bet you Caleb knows the song, and I bet you fucking already likes it, because it's a fucking See the Song. Fuck.
I wish I was there to see that realization.
Oh, mate.
So yeah. That just would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Very good.
Honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions. We have some honorable mentions that we couldn't squeeze into our top five, but they are some fucking awesome songs, and they deserve to be mentioned.
I added one while you were talking.
Oh, really? Nice. Yeah. You want to start with that one?
Yeah. I reckon you'll agree.
Okay.
Devil You Know by Tyler Braden.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yep. I was so fucking excited for that song to come out. Like, I was sweating on it. Like, I heard his shorts on Instagram and TikTok, and I was like, fuck, I'm so keen for this song to come out. And it finally came out, and I was like, yeah.
Yep. Nah, great song.
Yeah, absolutely. Great song. February, yep. That came out.
Yeah, well, I forgot about that.
Yep. Nah, I was super keen for that to come out, and then, yep, came out, and I was super happy. Still listen to it. Great song. Yeah. Absolutely song. Great song.
Great song.
The other one that I showed you the other day that you said sounded similar to that came out last year, I think it was, so I couldn't.
Okay. Yep.
Did You Want God?
Yeah. Yeah. Good song.
He's got a sexy voice.
Don't mind some country every now and then.
Yeah, look, I got a handful of country songs that I'll listen to.
Yep. Yeah. Nice.
Chuck that one in there. Great country song. Fucking, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll throw this one in just because it's been on my mind recently, and I think it's hilarious. You're, you know, the one that I'm going to say. And I hadn't seen it until you put it in the playlist. I was like, the fuck is this? I had to reread the title when I glanced at it. I was like, did that really say what I think it did? Yes, it does. Me Go Bust. Beats by AI. It has no right slapping as hard as it fucking does.
Not at all.
But it does.
AI-generated song.
It's catchy. It's funny. The music's good in it. Like, it's just enjoyable. It's very enjoyable. Very quite a funny, you know, type of song.
It's a caveman rock song.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's intelligent. I mean, AI. Yeah. But no, it is
artificially intelligent.
It's a really intelligent way of like vocalizing.
I sent it to my old man and he was like, that's really catchy. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Right.
I'm blown away by how good that artificial made song is. And quite scared, to be honest, because look out, musicians. AI is starting to make some bangers. So.
Maybe I should use AI to like write some metal tracks and I can do the vocals over them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not a bad idea.
Anyway. Nice.
Let me throw out another one.
Yeah.
Which one are you going to do? I'm like,
yeah.
I think I know which one you'll choose.
Yeah.
You like it. I think you like it more than I do.
Yeah.
And I probably like the other one more than you do.
Yep. That's fair. Let's do it. Mm. All right.
Don't.
Fallout by Sleep Theory. I fucking love that song.
Good song.
Absolutely love the shit out of that song. Have sent myself singing it to Caleb numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
And it just came out of nowhere. And I love it. I'm fucking obsessed with it.
Yep.
It's a great song. It's on our playlist.
It is. It is. I listened to it the most when we added it to the podcast playlist.
Yeah.
Every time it popped around, I was like, yep, 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 yep. Yeah. Great song. Great song.
Agreed.
Yep. So, last one. Last honorable mention.
Yeah.
Forgot about these guys. Probably because they released something, I forget what it is now, and I hated it, and I never looked back.
Yeah,
they released
a single.
Wasn't a fan at all.
The whole album that they released was fucking great. After what we're about to talk about, the album that this song comes off of, like I listened to that album for fucking days and days. I was just like, this is great.
Yep, yep.
And then they released a single after it for something new, and I was like,
So, Heroes Are Calling, Smashed to Pieces. Great song.
We've spoken about it on the podcast, I'm pretty sure.
I think we have.
We were frothing over it when we found it.
Yep, yep.
That was another one about
Trigger.
My specials.
Yes, it was, yes. Because they were a part of Eurovision?
No, it wasn't Eurovision, or... I don't think. It was something... Or maybe they did go to Eurovision. There was something similar though. Mm. Like it was one of those like Australia's Got Talent or The Voice or whatever. Yeah. But a European version of it.
Yep.
I don't think it was Eurovision. No, I think they might have. Surely they were.
Yeah, I think it might have been because I remember watching the live track of Heroes Are Calling. Just thoroughly enjoying it. That's where you first showed me the song. So, a great song. Like, his vocals in that song are just elite.
They were in Eurovision.
Yeah, right. There you go.
They've entered a couple of different ones, though.
Mm. Yep, that makes sense.
A lot of festival and... Oh, that is Eurovision. Okay, whatever. Anyway, they're in Eurovision 2024. They came third.
Yep. There you go. So, great song. Heroes Are Calling.
Yep. Mm. No, great song. So, I found that one on YouTube. It was just like a suggested song, I think. I think I was just like, I was playing a game and it just started playing in the background. Like, it's just like skipping from each track to the next track. And I was just like, oh, yeah, cool. And this one came on. I was like, what's this?
Excuse me?
Where's this one? Hello? So, then I went on a binge of Smash Into Pieces.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, because, Heroes Are Calling and Trigger.
Trigger.
And Venom.
Venom was a good one.
I think Throne was the other one that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, there's one other I think I really liked. Something Back Home or Take Me Home. Or
yeah.
Something like that.
It's like
those
little
lines.
Country feel to it in the intro. Yep. They also do a cover of Mad World.
Oh.
And he kills it.
Yeah. Yes, I have heard this. I was trying to think of whether I had heard it. But kills it. Yes, I have.
Yep, I enjoyed it a lot.
Yep. That's right. They do the Linkin Park cover and absolutely
butchered the fuck out of it. That's
right. Yeah. That's right. And it just completely turned me off them.
Yeah, I remember now. Thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. So good to end this episode on a sour note.
I was just talking them up so hard, and then now I just remember how much I hated
why I
that.
I stopped listening to them.
God damn it.
Excellent. Well, great way to end the episode. Thank you very much for listening and watching to this week. Next week, we are dropping our best of 1 to 25, or episodes 1 to 25. Next week.
Why specifically 1, 2, and 25?
Hey, no, 1, 2, 25.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
1, 2, and 25?
Yeah, but the rest of them were shit.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
episodes
look forward
1,
to...
2, and 3 sucked ass.
Yeah. There's not a lot of.
Yeah, I bet there's not.
There's not a lot of best.
Unless you've gone through those first three episodes and just like edited in every and awkward silence.
That would be a whole episode in itself. Yeah, no, it would take up too much time. No, so that'd be really cool. So look out for that next week. Exciting. Otherwise, don't worry, Spotify listeners. I promise I will extract the audio and I will upload it for you. Just putting it out there.
Watch it on YouTube.
It'll be a bonus. It'll be a bonus episode for your Amazon and your Spotify, et cetera. I look after my 15 listeners. All right.
Well, I went to Macca's afterwards.
Looks like you. Before you changed your hair.
Damn.
All right. See you later. It's okay. It's okay.
See you later, Caleb's dick.